The News Today, Tasmania Today, with John Fabris and the world according to Phil and John.
Talking telly here this morning with Phil Shaw, because he watches a little bit with his remote control in his lounge room there of an evening. Hello, Phil Shaw.
Yes, Johnny, I have a hand on the button most nights.
I know, your house is unusual. You get to have the remote control. Most houses, the lady of the house dictates what's going to be on.
Do we believe that still in this day and age, in an age when most houses have got 3.2 tellies or whatever the numbers are?
What, men skulk off to their little 34-inch pie from
1950. They've got the shed, mate. They've got the shed. Blokes have sheds.
They do.
Interesting to do a straw poll on who does control the buttons around the house in our listening audience, because I reckon the blokes would probably come up with the fact that they do sneak off and have a bit of a look at what they like.
They control the remote control only to the point that they press the buttons. They like to have their hand around this 6-inch thing. That's what men do. But it is the women who bark the orders at them to change the channel. So men have this false sense that they are controlling the television when it's really the women. And the women know that. The men know it. We all just play this little merry dance across Australian households every night.
Well, when I sit around with Mrs. Twatpage and I'm watching her shows with her in the family room, I have to skulk off to another room to look at my stuff. But when I'm doing that and I insist on having the remote control, or as my uncle lovingly called it many moons ago, the magic stick, which it remains in our house.
Yeah.
That's what it's called in our house. Tell me why. Good old Uncle Tony, but that's a whole other story. So I have the magic stick, and I have a penchant. As soon as an ad break comes on, bang, it's gone. And they hate it. You know, you've been gone for 5 to 10 seconds on some other show, and she's going, "Tap back, you'll miss it. Is it a female scene?" Do they not have any idea of a 3-minute ad break?
They like the ads. That's the point, because it will enhance their shopping decisions. This is why the catalogues, they actually get brought into the house by the females of the house. Men plonk them in the bin straight away, because we don't care.
God, I must have a bit of a feminine side, because I have a bit of a peruse of the catalogue.
Do you? What, you want to know that, you know, strawberries are $2.98 at Woolworths and Coles they're $2.48 or vice versa? Who cares?
Well, I kind of do, because I have this thing about, we buy a bit of a well-known brand of cola, and it's as dear as poison in if you buy one bottle at a time. But if you buy a box of them, they're generally on spec. And I have this thing that they have to be under 50 cents a can or I'm not interested. Just a little anal thing that I have. So I pore over the catalogues just to get these cheap colas.
Now, I used to care when there'd be people listening this morning saying, "Oh, well, John, I care if I save 50 cents on the punnet of strawberries." But what I've worked out over the years is that it all evens out in the wash anyway. You go to each supermarket and one's got a special on this that you save money on, the other one's got a special. You don't really come out in front by specials shopping per se, because you spend all this time and money in petrol driving around to different places, and it's all gets eaten up anyway.
Yeah, it's got to be a tour of duty, doesn't it? You've really got to do your homework on the catalogues, and you've got to say, well, you know, I'm going to go to, as long as the supermarkets are nearby, it's probably not such a bad idea. And I reckon there's a lot of people who are actually doing that to save money these days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, money is tight.
Oh, definitely. And I do from time to time, but I just don't do it religiously anymore, because I found the food bill was the same at the end of the week. That really wasn't coming out in front. It's all a little bit of showbiz that these supermarkets put out there with their catalogues and their marketing. Their bottom line doesn't change. Their revenues increase, if anything.
And most of the suppliers actually pay for the discounting. I don't know if you know that or not, but they kind of do, the specials.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.